بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب النهي من أكل ثوما أو بصلا أو كراب. There is a chapter that it is prohibited, the prohibition of eating onions, garlic, leeks, which is also a form of onions, etc. مما له رائحة كريهة من دخول عن دخول المسجد قبل زوال رائحته إلا للضرورة. And all similar things that have got a smell that is unliked, foul-smelling foods before entering the masjid, until the smell disappears, a person removes the smell, except due to necessity. If there is a dire necessity, then that is different. Otherwise, eating raw onions, raw garlic, etc., and that smell that comes from the mouth, then a person should not come to the masjid. You must first remove that smell. In our times, cigarettes, a person smokes cigarettes and that foul smell comes from the mouth. And to come to the masjid in that is not correct. You must remove that smell first. Or, very sadly, perhaps somebody, even alcohol smell, and he comes to the masjid like that. Or the clothes, or the body is not clean. Any foul, bad smelling things. But that a person should not come to the masjid. You must first clean it out properly and then come. The masjid is a place of high sanctity and honor. And in fact, a person should use itar, atar, before he comes to the masjid, which gives a good smell, especially for Jummah. For Jummah namaz, a person should try and make sure that he uses atar. Many of us only use on Eid's day, but every Jummah is a day of Eid greater than the two other Eids also. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم that من أكل من هذه الشجرة, a person who eats of this tree, يعني الثوم, and he was referring to the garlic that is raw, should not come near يعني الثوم فلا يقربن مسجدنا. وفي رواية لمسلم مساجدنا, that person should not come close to our masjids. That is, when the smell is still coming from the mouth, and we should take particular care of this in the month of Ramadan, when we make iftari with all our savories, etc., and we don't clean our mouth properly, and we come, and then that smell is coming from the mouth. And this refers really to a bad smell which is disliked by other people. As we will read in front, that the malaika are present in the masjid, and they also dislike those things which mankind dislikes. Like, we don't like a bad smell, and one of the punishments of Allah in Jahannam will also be a terrible stench and a terrible smell. Yeah, we can't take if the toilet is not cleaned properly and it gives off a stench, or the flush system is not working. We can't tolerate that. But there one of the punishments will be a terrible smell. So the smell that is also not good at all. A person whose body or clothing emits an offensive odor should not enter a masjid. He should first cleanse himself before entering. And this is also not only a masjid, but even if we are making any nafil namaz at home, the same adab apply. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, perhaps when we make namaz at home, for any reason, valid reason, or nafil namaz, sunnat namazes we are making at home, then we should be dressed also like that, how we dress when we come to the masjid. So perhaps just like many times it happens, we go on a holiday and then we just wear with a Bermuda, just a t-shirt or something like that, and we just make namaz like that. And if we come to the masjid, we dress properly. So even it is the same Allah Jalla Jalaluhu who is here in the masjid, who is in front of you when you're making namaz at home. So there also you should have the same etiquette and adab. Our clothes must be neat and clean, even if we're making namaz at home. And even when we come to the masjid, our clothes must be neat and clean. And we should wear such clothes that, for example, many people feel, I can make namaz in my pajamas. If we're making at home, if a person got late or so, but he won't go and visit an ordinary person. In fact, he won't open his door to a visitor in his pajamas. Then he'll dress up quickly. But here we are standing in front of Allah. So that respect must be maintained also. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من أكل من هذه الشجرة فلا يقربنا ولا يصلينا معنا that a person who ate of this tree, that is the same, the garlic tree, he should not come near us, he should not come close to us, and he should not read namaz with us. So when we have that offensive, and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who always had, who used itar also, but a natural sweet smell should come from him all the time. And the more a person is closer to Allah, the more that person cannot take these bad smells. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayh, from his house to the plane to the Darul Uloom, which was a distance of about 10 kilometers, he should go on horseback, that is in those days. And he should read Quran continuously. But when those places where people put the dung of animals on the side of the road, then there he should stop reading. So we are also making zikr, etc. But when there's a foul smell, then a person should not take, like in the toilet, we cannot take Allah's name. We should not take Allah's name, because Allah's name is pure and clean, and to take it in such dirty places. So therefore, a person, these people also, they cannot also tolerate this. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من أكل ثوما أو بصلا فليعتزلنا a person who eats was eaten of garlic or onion, that is raw garlic, raw onion. فَلْيَعْتَزِلْنَا that person should keep away from us. أو فَلْيَعْتَزِلْ مَسْجِدَنَا or he should keep away from our masjids. From he should keep away from us also, that is, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a great and honorable personality. And this refers to us today. I don't think we eat raw onions and garlic and that offensive smell comes from the mouth. But when we go and read Salatu Salam at Rozai Mubarak, we should first, when we go the first time, at least at that time, we should take a bath, wear our clean clothes, the best clothes, and put itar, etc., all this adab and etiquette. And as we are going to the Rozai Mubarak, instead of worrying what other people are doing, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, we should not even look at the designs and patterns in Masjid Nabawi. We should keep our eyes focused that we are going to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that should be our biggest attraction. Nothing else should distract us. We shouldn't be taking photos. Other people, if they are taking photos, that also should not distract us. We must realize we are going into the court of the greatest personality. And with that etiquette and adab, our clothes also must be similarly clean properly. And then we should visit Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that way. The malaika are pure and sinless creation of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. They frequent the gatherings of salah and worship in the masjid. The malaika, when namaz takes place in the masjid, zikr programs take place, etc., clearly it comes in the hadith sharif that they also come and participate in this and are inconvenienced by offensive odors. And these smells which we don't like, they also don't like. On the other hand, again, today is a time that we shouldn't go to the other extreme, that all types of scents we start using. But today, perfume and scents are common. And many of these perfume and scents contain haram ingredients in them. There is alcohol, there are other things. And especially women who use all these scents and perfumes, and if it has got haram ingredients, and we make namaz with that, that won't be correct either. And for us today, men also use many types of scents and perfumes, and that also is the step. Itar is the right thing to use, and the oil-based one, not the one that is based on spirits, etc., that is very thin and very light, but the oil base, that is the correct one that we should try and use. Ulama have stated every such odor which inconveniences people falls within the prohibition, such as cigarettes, etc. The smell of cigarettes today also, unfortunately, is a time a person smokes a cigar or he smokes dakha, he's taking dakha, and with that he comes to the masjid. And we know that cigarette smell, that you did not smoke yourself, but if you are in the company of people who smoke, that smell comes in your clothing also. So that also a person should be careful, though he didn't smoke, but you were in the company of smokers, that smoke smell is in your clothing also. So all these things we should be careful about. May Allah guide us and let us honor and respect the masjid as it should be and observe namaz as it should be. May Allah be show His special favors upon us and observe these commandments correctly. Wa akhiru da'wana.